Hello and welcome, everyone. This is that's the wrong one. I'm sorry. It is Tuesday, Monday, April the 13th, and you're tuned in to a TNIAB special solo recording with myself, Vince. Now, as you're probably aware by now, Anthony and myself weren't able to get together this past week to record a full-size episode of TNIAB for you guys. However, we did not want to leave you hanging, so we flipped a virtual coin and here I am. I'm here to give you a solo special. Well, originally this was just going to be me telling you guys that there is no show this week, but I figured since I'm here, I might as well spend this time talking about something, no matter how big or small. Now, what could that be? I don't know. There's a lot of things I'm into, right? I could talk about the video games I've been playing, the shows I've been watching, or maybe some new toys that came in, or I could bore you all to death with my new training regime for my bicycle plans and my goals for the summer. But I think where I've landed on today is something near and dear to my heart, anime. It's been a long time since I've given you guys a full, like a real up-to-date current anime discussion. So that's what we're talking about today. Specifically, the spring 2020 anime premieres. Now, I won't lie to you guys. I didn't watch a whole lot. In fact, I only watched 4 episodes from 4 different anime. So I guess you could probably call me out and say that that's not really a guide. And you're right, it's not. It's just 4 episodes of things that I thought were looked interesting. So bear with me. All right, first one is a show favorite, and that is season 2 of Kaguya, Love is War. If you don't remember, this is the one where there's a student council president, student council vice president, and they both have huge crushes on each other, but they're too proud to admit it, so the whole premise of the show is to make the other admit that they love them, and then they can confess. It's basically the reverse confession. It's slice of life, it's comedic, and it's just the best show that in this style, I would say. Season 2 picks up exactly where season 1 left off, so if you were just catching up and watching it now, it would feel like nothing has changed. It would feel like it just continued. And it's just the shenanigans ensue. It's entertaining. It doesn't quite go beyond what the first season did. It's just more of the same. That said, only one episode is out, so it remains to be seen just how over the top they can go. But if you really enjoyed what the first season had to offer, I think this is just a great, great pickup and just getting back into it. So I'm having fun with that. I'm definitely going to stick with this for the next 3 months because I love Kaguya Sama's Love is War. And as you know, I think TNIB gave best girl to Chika from the show for her dance. And she is still as magnificent as ever as a supporting character here. All right, next up is The Millionaire Detective Balance Unlimited. And yeah, that's definitely a weird title name, but I assure you, if you watch the first episode, it makes complete sense. It's almost ridiculous how straightforward that title actually is. Anyways, this is from the guy who also brought us classics like The Girl Who Leapt Through Time and Paprika, so a lot of pressure on this anime's shoulders, right? Anyways, it's essentially a buddy cop series in the vein of the 80s when, you know, that whole like good cop, bad cop and a lot of comedic events, but just being super cool were like the in thing. And that makes sense because the original novel that this is based on was from the 80s. However, there is one odd thing about this show is that it is completely modern, as in the animation is very gorgeous to look at. It's very 2020, and the series also takes place in, well, current times, 2020. And so when you're trying to force in the whole idea of what is cool in the 80s into modern day, sometimes it's a bit hit or miss. There's a lot of just what was once considered like to be a cool guy, like being super arrogant and just nonchalant and just super stylish back then, might not really be what is acceptable today. In fact, if you come across a really arrogant guy now who's just, you know, super stylish or whatever, you immediately associate him with just like, oh, that guy must be an asshole. That guy's a douchebag. I don't like that. And I've heard people say that they didn't like this show because that exact character who does exist in this definitely turns them off. So I mean, enough about just going, speaking about it obtusely. The basic premise is one of the characters, one of the cops, is filthy rich. And he is just all about having money. The reason the show is called The Millionaire Detective is because he is a millionaire and he solves problems by throwing money at them in very creative and comedic ways. The other cop is definitely from the other end of the spectrum, and he hates people who are super materialistic and who just has money and just does not respect anyone else. And he's definitely the more classic hero, all about, I guess you would say, justice. He's a cop because he's there to provide actual justice or whatever the purest form of justice is. And so it's just these two going head to head because they're partners, and you kind of can get where it's going. It's an interesting show, but I really do wish I could say I liked it more. I can't put my finger on it, but there's something about it that's just not clicking with me. I do, like, the one draw I have right now is if this guy is a millionaire and basically money he can just throw at anything to solve a problem, why does he care so much about solving cases and crimes? Like, it's his personal motivation that is keeping me hooked, but the rest of the show, for as fun and as lighthearted and or serious as it can be at times, I feel like it's missing something. But the main character is the draw here. And again, I will admit, the show will, in terms of your personal interest, it will live and die based on how you react to him. So just keep that in mind if you check it out. Otherwise, that's all I got to say about it. All right, so this next show I'm going to talk about is probably the only one I was actually, I don't want to say interested in, but it was the one I was keeping tabs on, the one that's new that I was like, okay, I'm going to definitely check that out. And it is called Appare Ranman or Ranman. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. I'm pretty sure I've just butchered the title, but when you see it and you'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, this is it. It takes place in, actually, you know what? I don't know when it takes place because it is impossible to pinpoint an exact period of or setting of where this anime takes place. It's clearly somewhere after, I don't know, 1880, but it's probably before 1910. So there's a big window there. I mean, the show opens with you being in Japan, and Japan definitely seems way more, let's say, old-timey of that era. But when they go to America, the civilization there definitely speaks to be more of the early 1900s with a lot of steam-powered technology and some of the things that they have there are just way ahead of the time for what they're showing. Anyways, here's what the premise of the show is. There is a boy. No, he's not a boy. He's 19, so he's a dude. He's a man. He's a mechanical genius, and he lives in Japan, but obviously in that time, being super into mechanics and whatnot is not really the in thing, right? You gotta run your family's business, you gotta practice kendo, you gotta make sure you know how to use you gotta be a samurai or something, I don't know. So he's not really respected there, so he plans and he leaves to go across the ocean to participate in the Trans Am race across America, and it is a car race around America. It is full of a bunch of colorful characters, and it's definitely in the vein of like a speed racer, and that's what it had, like the setup is. It's not like that, but it that's the sort of vibe you get. It's beautiful to look at, probably the best art of all the anime in the spring lineup, and it is just it's just fun. I will say there it does use a lot of CG during the car race scenes, and it's not the best, but that's just something we have to come to accept now in modern anime 2020. But yeah, no, it seems fun. It seems cool. Now, I will say, even though the basic premise is a race across America from LA to New York, the show is actually told in a series of flashbacks. So while the opening scene is the start line, the actual episode flashes back to the main character, you know, who he is, how he's got there and whatnot. So yeah, it has that. It definitely has that mid-story opening, and then we go back to the beginning, and then we're going to go forward and see how we met all these characters and whatnot, because it seems like the main character has interacted with every one of the other participants. So yeah, it seems super fun. I don't know, again, if this is something for everybody. I think you'll kind of know, but there's enough uniqueness to it that is keeping me hooked. And hey, about car racing across America in some wild adventures ensue. So how can I not be into that stuff? All right, and that brings me to our last anime I'm going to talk about. And this one, I think, if you take away anything from listening from this episode, you got to watch this. And that is Digimon Adventure : And that : is important because the original Digimon anime was called Digimon Adventure. So this new 2020 version, the distinguishing feature is the : Don't ask me. I didn't title this. It's dumb, but hey, whatever. The point is, you need to check this out, especially if you grew up with Digimon or you grew up in the 90s in the Fox Kids era and you were just all about the Digimon life. Don't get me wrong. I love Pokemon. Pokemon is a superior game and it's a fantastic game. But when it came to like which one I preferred to watch, it was Digimon. You could only watch Ash and his shenanigans with Misty and Brock for so long. But in Digimon, I don't know. It just seemed like more things were at stake, right? It just seemed like an actual story that you want that had an ending. So this is a remake of the original Digimon. It's got your favorites, Ty. It's got Izzy. It's got Matt. It's got all of them. I forget all their names, to be honest. It's got Agumon and Greymon and that pink little blob that he's at the very start of his Digi life. I don't know. Anyways, the main separation here about the new Digimon is that if you remember the old Digimon, it took place in 1999. So basically just leading up to Y2K, just at the birth of the internet. Digimon Adventure : takes place in 2020, where the internet is widespread. It is a thing, it is part of our lives, and it's just got a lot more technology around it and how it's involved and used in modern day society. So that's the main differentiating feature so far. Aside from that, it is still Digimon, and it's awesome. What I'll say is, if you remember those shounens from the early 90s, you can describe them all the same way in being that there are a lot of stock footage and a lot of stock footage. Not here. This reboot is genuinely a full-on throw all the budget at it. There's no such thing as stock footage here. The fight choreography is creative. The way that you see them digivolve, like it doesn't cut to a screen of black and them spinning and then they turn to something else. It's not like that. It's like digivolve mid battle stuff. It's very, very cool. Now, I don't know if this is a case of just it's the first episode, so they have a bigger budget, but it definitely seems like they're going for something cool here. Art style has not changed. It is definitely the 90s art style. So if you remember what, or think about your memories of what Digimon was like, it's your memories, but they drew it today. So it looks awesome. It's so much fun. Like, I just checked it out because I thought to myself, hey, it's Digimon. I owe it to check this out. But after watching the first episode, it's kind of like, oh, no, this shit's hype. I'm going to tag along and I want to see where this one goes. So, yeah, check it out. Digimon is so cool. All right, and there you go. There's four anime I checked out, four that I think you all should check out if you got the time. Well, who are we kidding? Of course you have the time. I should say there was actually a fifth choice that I wanted to talk about, but unfortunately, it got delayed. And in fact, it was the one I was most excited for. It was my teen romantic comedy snafu Climax. It is the third season, and it is the final season, and I was so hyped, in fact, that I shotgunned 26 episodes in the last 2 weeks. Just so I could watch this. And because of COVID, it got canceled. So that's a bummer, but I don't know. I'm not over it. Clearly, I am very upset about this, but that's a story for another day. And that should do it for me. A couple things before I go. I apologize. I seem to have lost my pop filter. So if you hear a lot of pops in this recording, my bad. I really don't know what to tell you. And it's not like I can go to the store and buy one. So that's just where we are. Things in here, the TIMB headquarters are pretty good. Myself, I'm doing all right, you know. The weeb life has prepared me well. I won't lie to you guys. I do want to go out and I do want to see people. And I'm getting a little too used to this work from home status. It's not good. If this goes on any longer, I might go crazy. Okay, bye.